Chapter 13. Janaka dwells on the experience of beatitude in abiding as self, the natural state, absolutely thought-free.
Janaka said, "The tranquility that is born of the consciousness that nothing but the self exists is rare, even among those who possess but a loincloth. Therefore, giving up renunciation and holding on, I live happily. Here the body is weary, there the tongue is fatigued, and somewhere else the mind is distressed. Forsaking these, I live happily, established in life's supreme goal, fully realizing that nothing whatsoever is really done by the self. I live happily, doing whatever arises to be done. Yogis who are attached to the body insist on action or inaction. Due to the absence of association or disassociation with the body, I live happily. No good or evil accrues to me by staying, going, or sleeping, so I live happily, whether I stay, go, or sleep. I do not lose by sleeping or gain by striving. So giving up the thought of loss or elation, I live happily. Observing again and again the inconstancy of pleasure in various circumstances, I live happily, having given up good and evil."